Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu al-Jam'i bain al-Khawfi wal-Raja'. We did two chapters prior to this. One was the chapter on Khawf, the chapter on the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we did another chapter, Babu al-Raja'i, the chapter on the hope, having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, clemency, kindness, etc. Now we do another chapter, a third chapter Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought. It's a chapter on combining fear and hope. Combining fear and hope, very, very important, and very, very important recipe of how to do this. Otherwise the person will go, as we explained, in one extreme with a lot of fear, and then this person will lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or you get people that got extreme hope and go to another extreme, and then they don't fear any type of guna, any type of sin. They just look at Allah ta'ala's forgiveness and kindness and mercy, and then they indulge in all types of sins. We find that the Christians have this type of outlook, that there's someone else that died for their sins. Because somebody died for their sins, in other words, everything else is maaf. You see, in our deen, it's so beautiful. There's a balance between the two, between hope and fear. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this chapter, and he puts a note here before the starting of the chapter. اِعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْمُخْتَارَ لِلْعَبْدِ فِي حَالِ صِحَّتِهِ أَن يَكُونَ خَائِفًا رَاجِيًا ويكون خوفه ورجاؤه سواء وفي حال المرض يمحص الرجاء وقواعد الشرع من نصوص الكتاب والسنة وغير ذلك متظاهرة على ذلك. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is explaining, he says, know well that it's best for a person in a state of good health to be both fearful and also being aware of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both fearful and hopeful. Fearful of what? Of the punishment of Allah, and hopeful of what? Of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this fear and hope should be equal. When a person is in good health, then this fear and hope should be equal. And then when a person is in a state of illness, he should only be hopeful. The person is sick now, he's in his final illness, his terminal illness, or he's growing old and now he's going into sickness, as we would say, then now he should only focus on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says the principles of this, the principle of this has been laid down in the Sharia, in the Quran and Sunnah, and it's very clear in this regard that what a person's outlook should be. Now this is something which is very, very important. That balance. Yesterday one person was very sick, very ill. He's asking me, he said, I've been given one kitab, and this kitab is on death. So he's telling me, this kitab got all the different ahadith, etc. on death. But it seems like death is a very, very painful thing, very fearful thing. It's not as our pious make it out to be, that it's a very, very beautiful experience that a Muslim goes through, a person goes through. Then I explained to him, see, at this time in your life, it is nice to read the kitab, like that Shoke Watan we did, the kitab of Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, that was designed for sick people. In other words, there's a different prescription for a sick person, there's a different prescription for a healthy person. Person is sick now, he should be looking at the mercy and the kindness and the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will make him look forward towards the onward journey. But if a person is going to look at the punishment and the azab, etc. that is there, then what will happen is, person will actually start fearing that. Now in your last illness, you don't want to start fearing that, you want to look forward to meeting Allah ta'ala. The pious, this is how their outlook would be. They actually look forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going on that side, crossing that road, and going on to the other side. It's something that they're so desirous of. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he gives an example. He says, like in the old days, you'd get a bridge, a single lane bridge going over. Like sometimes you'd see a metal bridge, etc., going over from one road to another road. He said, you'll get that bridge and then you'll get a boom gate. So when person is waiting there at the boom gate is closed, he's just waiting for that boom gate to open so he can cross the bridge. He said, that's how a believer is. He's just waiting there. He's just waiting for the boom gate to open, and he actually is looking forward to going across. So that's how a believer should be. So anyway, the sick person yesterday I'm talking about, he asked another question. He said, okay, what is the reality then? We're seeing so much of fear and punishment, etc., and how strenuous death is, and how difficult death is, and on one side we can see the mercy. Then what is the reality? So I told him the reality is the hadith that we did yesterday. أَنَا عِنَّ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I treat a person according to his expectation of me. How you expect of Allah Ta'ala, that's how Allah Ta'ala will treat you. Have a good expectation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will treat you in that manner. So therefore this balance of hope and fear is very, very important. If you don't get the ingredients right, person can actually start dreading and fearing maut, where something that we should be looking forward to, meeting Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Anyway, moving on. So Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought, and this chapter of the combining between the two, between hope and fear. So he brought some ayat of the Quran that on one side shows the punishment and shows the sternness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and other side shows the kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and shows the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. قال الله تعالى فلا يأمن مكر الله إلا القوم الخاسرون. Allah Ta'ala says only those at a loss feel secure from Allah Ta'ala's plan. Only those at a loss will feel secure from Allah Ta'ala's plan. In other words, they feel, no, we are free from the clutches of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. There's no way Allah Ta'ala can catch us and take us to task. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this is only the people that are at loss. They feel that they are free from this clutches of Allah. No. In other words, it's a reality. Don't feel as though you are absolutely free. So this shows one side of fear. And another side, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رُوحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, indeed, only the nation that commits kufr grows despondent of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Only those that commit kufr, they are the ones that become despondent. In other words, in Islam, there isn't a thing as become despondent of the mercy of Allah. All the time we are having the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, on the day when some faces will be illuminated, while other faces will be gloomy. On that day of Qiyamah, some will be illuminated, some will be gloomy. This is showing us a combination between hope and fear, that you'll have this and you'll have that. In other words, you're not totally on one side. You're knowing that on that day, this is what the situation will be. You're having both in front of you. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, certainly your Allah Ta'ala is swift in punishing. And then the very next part of it, Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Verily Allah Ta'ala is undoubtedly the most forgiving, the most merciful. So in one ayat, it's showing, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ. Allah Ta'ala is very, very swift in punishing. And in the very next part of the ayat, Allah is saying, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is undoubtedly most forgiving and most merciful. What a beautiful balance between hope and fear. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٌ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٌ. In this one ayat also, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala creates a picture of the pious and the picture of the sinful. Indeed, the righteous shall be immersed in bounties and the sinners will surely be in Jahannam. In one ayat, Allah Ta'ala is showing us the two end results of the pious and the righteous, and on the other side is the sinners. Last ayat, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. Again, beautiful Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in Surah Qari'ah, Allah Ta'ala is showing us the two results of the pious people and the good people and the result of the bad people. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, as for him whose scales are weighty, he shall be in a life of happiness. And as for him whose scales are light meaning his good deeds are very, very little, so therefore his scale is very light. As for him whose scales are light, his abode shall be the pit of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this beautiful balance in place that will guide a person and help a person to be aligned, to move in the right direction. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.